We're up to the end of Siman Tav Kuf Pei Dalet, and Mr. Shem will start Tav Kuf Pei Hei. Malin, Bein Kriyas Torah, let's Kriyas Shofar. If there's a Bris Milah on Rosh Hashanah, it's done between the laning and to Kriyas Shofar. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes one reason is, a Bris Milah is more common than Kriyas Shofar. And there's a rule. Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. Well, that's one reason. Another reason is brought. We say zechor bris Avram by Kedesh Yitzchak. We mentioned bris Avram before Kedesh Yitzchak. Bris Avram is a bris milah, and the tkiya shofar is zechor to Kedesh Yitzchak. We use the shofar from a ram. So you see that the pasuk puts the bris Avram before Kedesh Yitzchak. That's a remez. The Bris Milah should be before the Tzkiyah Shofar of Musaf. Sometimes if the Bris Milah is in someone's home, and it would be a very big tircha to go and then to come back, so then Taka, you can have the Bris Milah after davening, because it would be too much of a tircha of the Tzibur to have it in the middle of davening before Tzkiyah Shofar. Well, now what if it's Shabbos? So then the Mishnah Berurah says that after you say Ashrei, and there's no Tekiah Shofar, so after Ashrei, then you have the Bris Milah. But again, before Musaf. Siman Tav Kuf Pei Hei. Tzarich Litkoa Me'umad. You have to blow Shofar standing. And the Mishnah says the Bracha also is said standing. Why? The Torah says Yom Shreya Lachem. It says the word Lachem. And it says the word Lachem by the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. And by Sfiras HaOmer, there's a remez in the pasuk to be standing. So just like by Omer we stand, so too by Tekiah Shofar we stand. And therefore, the Ramban of Ram says, you shouldn't be leaning on anything. Leaning means if you lean very hard, that if it was pulled away, you would fall over, that you shouldn't do by Tekiah Shofar. B'di'eved, even if you're sitting your yotzei, because it's an asmachta bialma, it's not a real din, it's only an asmachta. And therefore, let's say the Batakeas needs to sit, and he's the only guy that can blow shofar, he can sit as well. Now, the Tzibur, for sure they can sit, Bizman Tekiah Shofar. The only time that you stand is the Tekiah Stimma'uma that are said during Musaf. But the Tekiah before Musaf, for sure you can stand, for sure you can sit. The Gemara calls them Tekiah Stimma'yushav, the sitting Tekiah. But still, the minhag is everyone stands. People stand. It's a sign of kavod for the big mitzvah, and I think when you're standing, you're better able to tap into the being mamlich Hashem on the Yom Hadin and the pachad of the Yom Hadin that goes along with the tekiah shofar. Oh, the Ramah says, "V'nagin litkoa al habima b'makom shekarin." The minhag is to blow shofar on the bima. Why? Because the schus of the Torah should also help us get a good din. So you want to blow the shofar. Where are they laying? We learn Torah in the shul. That's the bima. That should also add to our zechuyos. Ideally, the Baal Tokeah should be someone who's tzaddik v'hagun. A very big tzaddik should be the one who's the Baal Tokeah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, u'bilvad shelo yeh machlokas b'davar. No machlokas. You don't want to have machokas in your shul on Rosh Hashanah. It's not a good way to get zechuyos, to get a good din. Now, let's say he's not so learned, not such a big tzaddik. So the minimum is he has to know that he has to have kavanati motzi the tzibur. That's the din that the Baal Tekiah has in mind to be motzi the tzibur. That's ma'akeh, that he has to have that in mind or else it doesn't work. So ideally, have someone who's knowledgeable in a tzaddik and a hagun. If you can't have someone like that, the least is the person who has to know the halacha that you have to have in mind to motzi the tzibur when you blow shofar. C phrase. Koyim sheyiska yivarech yishmol kol shofar v'yivarech shachianu. Two brachos. You say shachianu, it's a new mitzvah. We're going to learn later, Bez Hashem. You say shachianu on the second day as well. And you say the bracha v'yishmol kol shofar. Why v'yishmol? Because the mitzvah is not the blowing. The mitzvah is hearing the sound of the shofar. Well, what if a person blew the shofar and didn't hear the sound? He's not yotze, as we'll learn later. So we hold the Iker Mitzvah is the hearing the sound of the shofar, not the blowing. And therefore, the bracha reflects the mitzvah, we say lishmoa. B'di'eved, if you said liskoa b'shofar, or it's altkia shofar, b'di'eved yoyotze. But ideally, you should say the bracha the right way, which is the real mitzvah, is the mitzvah of hearing the shofar. Now, the Ramah continues. Whether you're blowing for yourself, or if he was already Yotze and he's blowing for others, still, the Tokeya says the two brachos. That's what the Ramah says. Now, some of the Achronim say not so fast, that if he was already Yotze, and he's not being Yotze the mitzvah now, so then maybe one of the people who's listening should say the brachos themselves, because for them it's a real mitzvah. Or once say the brachos for one of the people listening, say the bracha for everyone else. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, U'minak ha'olam l'hakel l'hotzien b'chol gavne v'inim chos b'hem. Kichenu ikir medina, as the Prichodesh and the Gra say. The minhag olam is that when the Baal Tokeya is blowing a second time for other men, he says the bracha himself, even though taka some argue. The minhag is he says the bracha again when he's blowing again to the motzi other people. Let's say a person goes into the hospital and blows shofar, people didn't hear the shofar yet. So the Baal Tokeya would say the bracha, the second bracha himself, if he's blowing for other men. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll learn later in the Ramah that when a man is blowing a second time for women, then if he's already been yotzei himself, he should not say the bracha again for them, but rather one of the women should say the bracha, and not the Baal Tokeya who's blowing a second time. That we'll get to later in a few shiurim, Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, how much do you blow? V'yiska tashrat gimel pamim v'tashat gimel pamim v'tarat gimel pamim. So here the Shulchan Aruch just gives you the basic mitzvah to blow 30 sounds of the shofar. Tkiya Shfarim Tvor Tkiya 3 times, that's 12. Tkiya Shfarim Tkiya 3 times, that's 9. Tkiya Tvor Tkiya 3 times, that's 9, a total of 30. We'll have a whole separate siman on this, discussing the details of why we blow that many sounds of the shofar. We blow more than 30. But that's the basic mitzvah. So he says, so this is before Musaf. The Baal Tokeya says the two brachos and then blows the first 30 sounds of the shofar. Oh. Then the Ramah adds two minhagim. It's better to blow the shofar on the right side as opposed to on the left side. The second minhag. The shofar should be facing upwards, not downwards, because Hashem is going upwards. Hashem is rising up. With the sound of the Tshuah. Hashem is becoming the king. When Hashem is becoming the king more and more, Kaviyachol is raised higher and higher. When we accept Hashem as the king, then Kaviyachol is more Kavod Hashem in the world. Hashem, in a sense, has been raised higher. So you want the shofar to face upwards. If, for some reason, he can't blow the shofar that way, then it's okay if he faces downwards when he blows the shofar. If, for some reason, the Baal Tokeya can't blow shofar on the right side, he can blow on the left side. But ideally, it should be on the right side and facing upwards. Why on the right side? So one reason is that the satan, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the satan is on the right side. So you want to blow the shofar directly where the satan is in order to negate the power of the satan on Rosh Hashanah. So we blow the shofar directly on the side where the satan is. That's one reason that's given. Another reason given is that a person wears tefillin on his left arm. So the left side is covered. The fact that the tefillin are on the left arm, that's already meganim. The tefillin themselves protect the left side of a person in a sense. So you need the extra help on the right side. That's the second reason. And the third reason, the Be'er Lacha quotes from the Or Sameach, the Meir Simcha Kohen, the Gemara has a discussion that during the Mochama, during Muhammad's, the Muhammad and Gidon, in Shoftim, Perek Zion, they blew Chatzotzros, and they blew Shofros. Excuse me, they held Lapidim, like torches, and they blew Shofros. And it says they held the Lapidim in their left hands, and they blew the Shofar, they held the Shofars in their right hands. So there's a remez to the Shofar being on the right side. Oh, so these are some minhagim about the blowing of the brachos and the blowing of the shofar before Musaf. Okay, we'll stop here.